Well, well, well. We knew this was going to happen. We were hoping. I voted for him. The only...
Didn't you get your ballot, Mike?
That's what put it over the edge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations to the new police chief of Santa Rosa, Ray Navarro. Captain, I'm just so happy about this. I think it's so well-deserved, and I was always hoping they'd hire from within, and you make more sense than anyone, and so... And plus, he's with us all the time. He's a great drive Hall of Famer. So, I don't know. Congrats. When did you find out?
Thank you so much. I found out yesterday officially, and it was a grueling process. I mean, there was we had a lot of competition. Very good. It was a very good process. Very thorough. And man, I'm telling you, it was. They brought in community members, police department leaders, and just people from all over the community to be part of the process. So it was very thorough, and just very appreciative of everybody that took part in the interview panels and was able to provide some input into what's going on. But we're really excited about the future, and I'm really excited about and blessed to be able to lead the organization in the future.
And you've been here at the SRPD for how many years now?
27.
27?
Yeah, I was hired by Chief Sal Rizzano. When I was a little baby, it feels like, you know. But,
yeah, he was a classic.
Yeah, he was. He was. He took a chance on me, put me through the academy, and been able to, the department's provided a lot of opportunities over the years, and it's been really good. And so it's provided me an opportunity to really give back to the community where I live, and it's really exciting. It's really a privilege. So we're looking forward to everything that's going to be happening.
Well, I hope you're not going to come in less.
No.
Good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sitting down here on a regular basis. So
cool.
You just let me know when to come, and schedule out some regular time.
You've done that for quite a long time. Captain Ray Navarro, soon to become Chief Ray Navarro. Now, Hank Hank's splitting on the 31st.
Yeah,
and that's when you get sworn in.
I'll be taking over on August 1st, and then there'll be a swearing-in ceremony later on. But I take over on August 1st.
Oh, August 31st. I meant.
July
31st.
I don't think Hank wants to hear that he's going to sit around another month. So.
He was in here the other day saying,
he's done.
I hope my wife's not listening if I say anything.
I'll tell you what, Hank has been, Chief Streeter's been really good at, very intentional about, helping or allowing us to be a part of the leadership over the years. And he's been a great mentor, and he's left a very good department in our hands. So we really appreciate all the work that he's done, and the way, how much he's moved us forward, and where we are with our equipment and training, and it's been overwhelming, as we've been able to work through all this stuff and everything. It's been great.
Hank and Tom, both
great mentors. Yeah. In fact, I'm not sure if I've told you, Tom was one of my field training officers early on.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to, there was one time where he got out of the car and said, "You need to get this car." I parked it in a ditch, and he told me, "You better get out of here." So I thought I was going to get fired that night. But
you did tell us.
Yeah,
that.
They took a chance. They took a chance, and I was able to get the car out of the ditch, and I survived. So things have gone well. Both Tom and Hank have been tremendous in just helping us out.
Yeah, and this is the third in a row hired from inside, friends of the drive,
yeah.
Hank Schrader, Tom Schwedhelm, and now Ray. So this, we're very happy.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It's, I think the relationships that, we've been able to build over the year in the community, it's that's a big piece of it. And it's going to help us as we move forward. And, there's always, some learning curves going on, but I think that the relationships that I've developed and we've developed it as an organization are really going to help us, keep the pace, the batons being passed on, and be able to move forward pretty quickly here.
Yeah, and just because, I mean, it's so important to me that they hire from within, because you guys have been doing this a long time. You know what's going on, and you have all the connections necessary in the county and mm-hmm. the city, and you know,
yeah.
you guys know what you're doing, and you bring someone in. All due respect, you bring someone in from Arizona or something, and yeah. they don't know what's going on. And this is, as Tom and Hank and I talked about the other day, this is a very unique place.
Yeah,
this is not just some normal old, you know, medium city.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we have a lot of unique things going on here. You know, we have issues just like every other town. You know, we're dealing with homeless issues. We've dealt with gang issues, you know, quality of life stuff. But, you know, the collaboration that we have with our organizations in the community are really helping out.
Yeah.
And I think that we can build on what we already have to continue moving on. And the other candidates were, I know that they were very strong candidates, and it was a very thorough and grueling process. But I'm really excited about this, and I think the relationships that we have with the community are going to be able to help us move the needle as we continue on. So really excited about it.
Very cool. Again, yeah. I can't offer enough congratulations. I think this is a great move on behalf of everyone's part, and we look forward to continuing to hang with you in the studio.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Next time we see you, you will be officially chief of police.
Great.
Ray, I can't appreciate you enough coming in on a day like this.
Yeah,
you
know, not a problem. I'm sorry I'm late. We were just
that's fine.
Pretty busy doing stuff and everything. But it was, it's really exciting. I always love coming on the air with you and talking about stuff. And, you know, we're looking forward to moving forward and, you know, all the time we get to spend behind the microphone here.
Right on. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Okay. All right. Thanks
a
lot.
The new chief of police, Ray Navarro. All right. Coming up, it's the Drive Hot Monk Brouhaha. And we shall be back with that.